This edition of the Optimize We podcast is brought to you by the Biohacking Index. Visit biohackingindex.com for ratings and reviews of your favorite wellness solutions and wellness providers.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
So I am here with one of my besties from the biohacking business, Colette, the biohacking mama. Yay. Thank you so much for coming and talking to me today. We have a bunch of topics to cover that are really important. So the first topic of conversation I wanted to talk about is being a mama in the biohacking world. How do we keep our kids safe while we also biohack them? How do we provide for our families without selling out and becoming kind of like a figurehead who's just slinging products?
Yeah.
And then third, how do we balance it all? You know, how do we make sure that we're biohacking ourselves and while we're also taking care of our kids? My first question for you is, what is your thought about all of the stuff that is here at the Biohacking Conference?
Well, I mean, it's so fun. It's so fun to come into play, right? But I also come with a mindset of, first, is this something that I could bring into the everyday household for an everyday family? This conference is one of the top higher echelon of clientele that come in, right?
Right.
And so obviously I speak to, you know, an everyday family of all different brackets.
Right.
And so I like to come in to see, okay, what can I bring in that, you know, will not break the bank for families?
Right.
That's extremely important. What is going to give them the most bang for their buck? I try to do as much that the entire family can do. Obviously, there's certain things that only mom and dad can do.
Right.
But I try to look at it from that angle, you know, and also, as you are fully aware, it is the wild, wild west.
It is.
In the biohacking industry, the wellness industry, and, you know, everyone wants to have a piece of the pie right now. It's one of the fastest growing industries, you know, set to be around $38 trillion in the next 10 years. And so my job is to come in and to find the best of the best, because there's also a lot of snake oil and garbage.
There is. So how do you differentiate between something that's efficacious and something that's not?
Yeah. First, like, I love to talk to the people, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a very easy read of people's energy and frequency. But then
sniff out the garbage.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say sniff out the garbage. But I then go back and do my due diligence of, you know, checking out their websites,
right,
like thoroughly breaking it down. And if I'm really going to partner with a company, I want to speak to those founders. I want to know their stories, the trajectory, the mission statement of these companies as well.
Yeah.
You know, just because someone has deep pockets and they could pay a major voice out there,
right,
does not necessarily mean it's one of the best things out there.
Do you ever talk to the people who are coming off the booth who are saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe how good I feel after doing X, Y, or Z or experiencing that product? Because I found that that's like probably the best way to see, to like, that's a good BS meter for me.
Yeah. Well, and I also feel, you know, being here, you're trying a lot of things. So how are you to know it's that one thing? And also you can get that hype, you know, from trying the thing and then having the person working the booth or the table,
right,
you know, sharing all the stuff with you, you know, and you get super, super excited and they tell you, oh, it's going to like make you be, you know, 10 years younger. Or, you know,
so then your brain is like, I'm going to be 10 years younger. Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know, and it's like, you know, it's from the back of a chameleon and blah, 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 or whatever.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, it's cool. It's really exciting. But, you know, really, is this something that you and your physical body need in this exact moment? Is this something that's actually going to resonate and to create that change? Because ultimately, we are all extremely different inside, and not everything is going to work for each individual.
Right.
We need to be bio-individual, and that's why the precision wellness is extremely important within the space. And so just because, you know, someone says this is the best of the best, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the best of the best for that mother, father, or the family.
I found that a lot on the Biohacking Index, that the people who are giving the ratings and reviews are often not necessarily the people who are the target customer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find stuff that's going to work for you, even in specific times in life. Like your body is one way right now. 6 months ago, it was completely different.
Yeah.
And you probably had different needs. Think about 6 years from now, 10 years from now. What are your needs going to be? That's always going to evolve. And so you can't just do the same thing that Sally, John, and Ashley are doing. You know, you have to figure out what's right for you. And then especially when it comes to your kids, how do you make sure that what you're doing is safe for them?
Our kids are they're built perfectly, you know, if you provided them
right
with the right tools. And, you know, you are being one of those families that are taking the radical responsibility, you know, with the food, with the water, you know, with, you know, not too much of the exposure to the social EMFs, all those things. I mean, I try to keep everything as simple as possible, like when I'm talking to my kids, but also in empowering other families, right?
Right.
So how can we just get back to basics? First, let's educate families of water. Like, our water supply is so tarnished. I mean, Florida did just pass. They're going to remove fluoride from the system. I know that some states are, but when is that actually going to take in place? And that's only one contaminant you really got to be concerned about in the water, right? We got all the pharmaceuticals, any other runoff, chlorine, all those things. And then the water, basically families use a lot of RO. Well, that water's dead. Is it serving you and getting into your actual cells? Right. And then the food supply. You know, I go to the grocery store and to be honest, I actually get super angry because I purchase all this food and fruit for my kids. And half the time, like, it's dried oranges, you know, like there's no flavor. These things taste so bland and gross because we have destroyed our soils. And so, like, our family, we eat a lot more meat because I know that we can get those vitamins and those minerals that we could never really get now from the produce that we have in America. Hmm. And same goes for teaching your families of how to read labels. Like, my kids, they know if they cannot read, what is those first few things on the label that they can't eat it. And
your kids are little. Our kids are, you know, teenage. They have phones now. And so a requirement, not just of their food, but also other products that they're like putting on their skin, that kind of thing, they have to use the Yuka app. And I know it's not perfect. And I know that it's just a baseline, but it's a great baseline to have. It tells you what the additives are that could potentially be poisonous or toxic to their bodies. It tells them, you know, what the score is. Mm-hmm. And so it's green or red.
Yeah.
You know, it's very easy. You can either eat it or you can't. And anything that has a barcode typically is not great for you anyway.
Well, and I also want to say, like, because I feel that some people don't even start this world of biohacking because they're like, wait, what? It's so much. And so, you know, it's little things. What can you just take some small steps forward to, you know, move the needle in the correct way to optimize your life and your home, right? What kind of light bulbs are you using in the house? Mm-hmm. When I go to an Airbnb and I'm traveling and they have those bright white lights, I'm like, how do people think that this is what you're supposed to have in the house?
Right.
I mean,
the LEDs that are like blinding you the second you walk in, it's terrible.
Those things. And then obviously the air quality. There's so many great air products out there. I'm a huge fan of Jasper. I don't know if you have one of those in your house.
We have a different one. But yeah, it's amazing. It's transformed our middle daughter's health. She has so many allergies. She's literally allergic to everything outside. Mm-hmm. And so when the outside comes inside, which you want the fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want all the pollutants and the things that could potentially be toxic to them.
Yeah.
So, and that's an easy thing to do, mm-hmm. right? Clean water, putting in a filter.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about small changes, my company, small hinges. You know, we talk about that small hinge changes can swing the big door of bio-optimization. So there are things that you can do, but as they get older, when they want to, you know, try PEMF or red light therapy or stuff like that, how do you educate the kids on the more advanced biohacking?
Well, I mean, I've been utilizing this type of stuff with them since they were very young, you know, so they've already been exposed to frequencies and microcurrent frequency or even like red light. Like they do red light every single morning, you know, but I teach them, okay, less is more for your little body.
Right.
And like when I bring them to these conferences, Indy's favorite thing is to go on the red light bed and she'll always say, oh, my tummy hurts. Like that's her thing. And she tries to drag me because they know that those things make them feel better. And so I encourage my kids to really tap in to see how they're feeling. I mean, even it's so interesting. I was playing some music in the house the other day and she had never heard this woman sing before. And I come out of the bathroom and she is standing up, hands in the air, lip syncing. And I was like, wow, I'm like, what are you feeling? She's like, I feel warmth. Right. And so I really encourage the kids to feel. And these are things that I believe that we've lost along the way.
We have. We've lost a connection, not just to each other, but a connection to ourselves. That's mm-hmm. what happens when you have the devil in the pot in your pocket
yeah.
with a connection, which is really not a connection. It's a disconnection from mm-hmm. the real world and real human touch. So thinking about this over biohacking concept, right? So we can move on from the conversation of children. Obviously, parents, you know, you need to make sure that you're doing the small things consistently and that you're really educating your kids on how to advocate for themselves mm-hmm. and to be discoverers, I guess, in yeah. their own lives. Ask a lot of questions. That's what I always tell my kids, like mm-hmm. ask a million questions. You can never ask too many questions. Mm-hmm. So going into the whole concept of over biohacking, I just interviewed this woman, Angela Foster, on my podcast. It just came out. And one of the things that she shocked me when she said that these biohackers, like the Brian Johnsons of the world, who are spending $2 million plus per year doing all of these crazy things, are actually causing themselves to have a shorter lifespan.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a more active lifespan, maybe it's more energetically positive, but they're shortening their life because they're overdoing it.
Yeah.
So how can you help families not overdo it?
Yeah. I always go back to like the body's electric, right? And thinking of yourselves as actual batteries. And also when we think that we need to have a bag of supplements of 20 to 50 pills a day.
That's crazy.
Think of the actual stress that's actually putting on your body to process all of that,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you can do a lot of things to simplify and activate the body's innate wisdom to function in the correct way.
You can.
And so I really want people to recognize that you don't need to have all those different types of supplements. And maybe you choose to do some sort of precision wellness test to see, right, of a methylation or whatever it is that your body can and cannot, right, type of process. But also you could do something else that's very simple. I'm not a biohacker that is tracking my sleep, that is, you know, doing all of these different types of tests all the time. I know from my own personal studies of what actually makes the body start to work in the correct way.
Right.
Like I believe in healing the gut first, you know, and then I also believe in, you know, dealing with those traumas. Those things are setting things off within the body that can then displace how the mind is working and things like that. So,
well, there is the mind-gut connection too. So you can't heal the gut without healing the mind
yep.
and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also interesting that you said, you know, taking all of these supplements, because one of the conferences that I went to in our industry, there were five floors of exhibitors and three of the five floors were all supplement brands.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like everybody is looking for a pill for every ill. I just interviewed this woman, Johanna, from Alopecia Angel. And I asked her, I said, what biohacking things do you do for hair loss? And she said, you stay consistent, you eat well, you know, you eliminate toxins. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, no, but like, what about those red light caps? And what about, you know, this supplement and this thing? And she said, there is no one pill for everyone.
No.
And you're absolutely right. But then one level further is if you're taking all of these pills to supplement stuff that you're not getting from your food, that your body is not able to produce itself, if you keep supplementing it, your body's never going to have
yeah.
the space or time to actually produce what you need
yeah.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually doing yourself a disservice by taking all of those supplements.
Yeah.
And doing all of those things. And to your other point earlier, I want to ask you, like, when you come to these conferences or even when you go to a wellness center, how do you know what's moving the needle in optimizing your health?
A lot of the times when you go to the wellness centers or even here and you try this big technology, right? It takes at least 30 minutes to an hour for a technology to actually settle into your cells and to start to resonate.
Yeah.
And so you really wouldn't know which one is which. And so when you go, I believe in like the stacking of how things work and to help the cells open up and to detox and all of that. Like that is great to do that. But I mean, to go and sit on a pulse bed and then to go and to sit on another form of like plasma or something like right. that, it's an overload. And then it ends up being more, creating more oxidative stress
right.
inside the body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so your cells are like, what the heck, Colette? Mm-hmm. Why are you doing all of this stuff?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then your body can shut down.
Yep.
Right. You can over-energize your cells too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That leads me to this conversation around promotion of different products
yeah.
because there's a lot of brands here and there's a lot of great brands and there's a lot of new brands that maybe haven't been tested fully yet. There's a lot of brands, like you were saying, that have deep pockets and can get spokespeople who can talk a big game and big media.
Yeah.
How do we as moms and biohackers and advocates for families ensure that we're not selling out?
Obviously, the people that have these massive followings, they've done an amazing job at marketing themselves. And I applaud those people, right? Because it takes people like that to bring awareness to this community.
Right.
But if you are a mom, a father, you know, with a family, is that person promoting stuff for a family? Or that, like, are they using it for their family? You know, like the stuff that I promote, I only use every single day or that my kids can use right. all the time.
Right.
You know, I'm very, very selective. That's why I only have like 4 or 5 links. Like I'm not an influencer that has 30 links on a link tree.
Right.
You know, it's like I don't want people to be confused, you know, and I also feel that you can. I don't know. These people maybe cannot tell, but you and I have had the opportunity to meet many of these people and you can tell if someone is genuine or if
they just care about the
fact and they have the big ego.
Right.
And we see that a lot in the space.
Yeah. Well, I mean, any industry. I remember when I first got into the tech world in 2001, it was all egos and everybody was just trying to make a quick buck. And let me just spin up a quick technology, a storefront website and sell, you know, crappy stuff on the back end. And it very much was like this industry. It was the Wild West. It was unregulated. And there were a lot of shady characters who were just looking to capitalize. I'm not saying that everyone is just looking to capitalize, but I feel like if you're going to be in this industry, you probably are getting into this industry to help people.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the way, you potentially could get distracted by all of the bright, shiny opportunities to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
Now, we have to make money doing what we're doing because we have children.
Yeah.
And everybody in this country and in the world, you know, there's a capitalistic mentality that is negative in some way. It's like, you know, oh, you shouldn't make money helping people. Well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, look at the pharmaceutical industry. Like, it's the largest industry in the United States.
Yeah.
By far.
Mm-hmm.
Billions, trillions of dollars are spent on men's health every year in the United States. Billions of dollars are spent on women's health. So why shouldn't we, you know, help people and also make money doing it? My personal goal is if I can make a dollar for every single person that I help, you know, I want to help millions of people.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, it taps into the conscious wealth.
Right.
You know? Are you doing this in a conscious way? And that's something that I'm extremely vocal about. I mean, and that's what has held me for the past, you know, since I've, 9 years, you know, I found types of communities like that of women that are here to make a difference with inside their communities. What kind of ripple effect can you make? And that you can truly change families' lives like that and how you can encourage people. And that's when something I'm really excited about is to teach women how can you scale your story by being vulnerable and sharing how you're truly healing yourself,
right?
Because I know I'm not the only one that suffered.
No.
Right? And so someone can align to my story and be like, well, she did it, you know, and look how she can speak now. I can do this as well.
And thank you for being brave enough to speak out and say, you know, this is what I've gone through. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Especially when there's no space to do it. And so I know that that's what you're doing. You're creating space for women to tell their stories, to share and empower each other. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why I created the Biohacking Index, so that everyone could share their POV on specific products and hopefully organically unbiased feedback and readings and reviews will allow the good companies to rise to the top, like the cream of the crop, and then the maybe not so good ones to kind of fall to the wayside. There's a level of efficacy that we have to have and integrity in our businesses and in our lives. And you've showcased that in everything that you do. But I want to give you the opportunity to shout out the products that you do actually really love and that you use every day.
Every day. Absolutely. Well, the foundational piece that I bring to all people is obviously the hydrogen water you and I love to have through Lumi Vitae. And I believe that's what I love to educate people on as well. So everything that I do is I go deep into education for families so they understand why these things, and so that they know how it's actually working within the body. Now, not everyone wants all that type of science, right? I get that.
Right.
But I want to be able to provide that for them. So the hydrogen water is a foundational piece because hydrogen is so unique and it makes the body's innate wisdom to start activating again. Mm. And it has so many, like one of the most studies in the world around it, of what it's doing, 220 disease protocols it can alleviate.
Water holds memory.
Water holds memory.
Right. And we're made out of water. So,
well, I say 75%, but we're actually 99.9% fluid.
Right.
And that's why the hydrogen works in so many capacities within the body. And then frequency. Frequency therapy is what changed my life 5 years ago and how I found my people in the biohacking space. So I'm a huge fan of speaking to your body through frequencies. Now, I do think it's important for people to understand that not all frequency technology is the same. There can be dark frequencies as well. So again, that just goes into the education and finding who are these people creating the frequencies.
Right. I mean, and not all frequencies work.
No. No, not at all. Yeah, because that goes into the resonance of somebody. And so that's why I really enjoy like a biofeedback form of frequency to find that resonant match of what people can utilize.
What's a company that does that?
Well, I started with Healy. You know, that's a great form of technology. There's WaveWatch. Huge fan of WaveWatch. Have you used that?
No.
So that is a sound frequency. And another amazing thing, it does not connect to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Way too much of that.
Too much of that. I have goosebumps right now because my body's always like, yes. So that is a great piece of technology, and that it can work on everyone, pets, children, all the things.
Yes. WaveWatch.
WaveWatch.
Okay.
And red light. Huge fan of red light. My daughter uses it every single, me and the kids do it every single morning. But more specifically, like my daughter is kind of a grumpy wake up type of person.
Mm.
So that
got one of those
instantly changes her mood first thing in the morning. A huge fan of EMR tech. Same when they make the glasses that I wear as well. So I think that's important because our kids, you know, I don't know about yours, but my son, he's on the computer almost the entire day at school now. Barely picking up a pencil anymore.
That's crazy.
I can't even believe it. I'm about to pull him out of school. And so the education into families, like why our children need to be wearing these types of glasses, what the screens are actually doing, not only to the physical eyes, the face structure, because the posture's no longer
being supported. Right, they're doing this all the time. Now we all have 12 chins.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already utilizing a thing called tooth pillow for my son and doing all these myofascial work because his jaw started receding.
That's crazy. You think just from
he's 8 years old.
Glasses?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you mentioned Jasper.
Oh, yeah. Jasper is great for the house. So my house flooded over 2 years ago. We had to gut and do all the remediation in the entire house. I live in South Florida. Obviously, mold is just there.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in South Florida.
Yeah. You know, so that's really important. Big fan of grounding sheets. My husband bought me some. I don't even know which ones we're using, but grounding is so important. You know, I mean, I do live on my phone. I try not to have too much other tech on me all the time, but you know, and I work from my phone, and so can't help that. So grounding is something super important. And then, yeah, I mean, I don't have too many other amazing things that I don't do a lot of supplements at all. I am a little bit of a fan of some peptides now. I was not a fan of it before because I was
really?
So holistic. But then once I was able to sit and understand that it's actually just forms within the body and we're able to really tap into it, I'm a huge fan now.
Amazing. With peptides.
I love the BPC-157 to help heal my gut. I love the copper peptides as well.
Mm. We're all copper deficient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
since they changed all of the copper piping to PVC.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, more plastic.
Yeah. More plastic. Let's just get as much plastic into our water as possible.
Yeah. And yeah, we're actually starting my husband on some soon. So it'll be interesting to see how he starts to change as well. He's 10 years older than me, you know, so he was a rugby player, has lots of injuries.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
all about that.
You know, doing everything that we can to stay young and vibrant so we can be, you know, as fun with our kids as much as possible.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Colette, thank you so much. Now, before I let you go,
mm-hmm.
How can people work with you? How can people find you?
Biohackingmama.com. Instagram, I'm Colette.biohackingmama. I have the biohacking mama method where you can come in and it's kind of, you know, where do you start in this big ocean of health optimization? And then I do have a private community that women can join if they're wanting to learn how to scale their story and have a supportive group of women around them that, you know, because when you do start to make this change in your lifestyle, I'm going to just be fully honest. You're going to probably lose some friends and family along the way.
Oh, yes.
But there's plenty of other women and people out there that will become your friends that will support you as you continue on this mission.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is the cross section of science and woo.
Yeah.
The bottom line is there's a lot of woo-woo stuff out there. There's a lot of really deep scientific mm-hmm. FDA approved items that are out there as well. And so you might have friends that are thinking you're crazy. And maybe they stick around to watch the show, or maybe, you know, you lose them entirely. But
yeah.
It's great that you've created such a close-knit community. You are doing such amazing things with your children. And I just love you.
I love you. And I love what you're doing with Wellness Eternal and the Biohacking Index. So thank you.
Thank you, my dear.